from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at science and the environment. For the past 2 months, Northern California has been home to a wandering celebrity. A lone gray wolf from Oregon, known as OR7, has crossed the border, becoming the first wolf in California in almost 90 years. Environmentalists are excited, but for some residents, OR7 is not a welcome visitor. Lauren Summer traveled to Lassen County, where wolf opposition is heating up.
What we're here today to do is just to share with you what we know about wolves in California.
If there's one thing Karen Kovacs knows, it's that wolves make people emotional. Kovacs is with the California Department of Fish and Game, and for the past few weeks, she's been talking to the public about California's wolf. Today, she's at a County Board of Supervisors meeting in Susanville, a town in the state's rural northeast corner.
OR7 was collared in February of last year.
Kovacs' agency is tracking the two-year-old male wolf with a radio collar. So far, OR7 has spent most of his time here in Lassen County, and that's made a lot of residents nervous.
They're here to tell you there's nothing to worry about. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
I feel sorry for the deer hunters and the elk hunters in Idaho, and I'm going to feel sorry for them here, too.
The protection afforded something that doesn't belong here in the first place doesn't make any sense.
The reception from County Supervisor and Rancher Bob Pyle isn't any warmer.
I really don't care what it is. It's killing my cattle. I'm going to kill them.
That sentiment has followed wolves from the moment they were reintroduced in the West almost 20 years ago. In states like Idaho and Montana, where wolf populations have rebounded, there's been an all-out war. Ranchers and hunters say wolves kill too many livestock and elk. Environmentalists see the wolf as a key part of a healthy ecosystem. With OR7's arrival, that debate has come to California.
The way we find his tracks is because they're pretty darn big.
I'm walking through a quiet pine forest outside of Susanville with Kovacs and Fish and Game biologist Richard Callis. OR7 crossed a major highway nearby a few weeks ago, not far from where California's last wolf was trapped and killed in 1924. OR7's exact location is secret to protect the wolf, but once he leaves an area, Kovacs and Callis go in to see what he's been eating.
We know that OR7 is fed on two deer. We don't know whether he killed them or scavenged them.
Life isn't easy for a wolf on his own, but there's a reason OR7 has traveled 2,000 miles since he left his pack in Oregon last September. He's looking for a companion.
Well, his love life hasn't been much to brag about lately, but he's certainly looking for a mate.
In other states, it's taken about 10 years for a pack to be established after the first wolf showed up. But Calla says biologists aren't sure how successful wolves will be here.
Our elk population is smaller than some states, like Montana or Colorado or Wyoming. Our deer numbers are lower than they were.
Since Oregon's wolf packs live hundreds of miles from the border, it could be some time before another wolf wanders this way. But for Kovacs, that may not matter. Groups on both sides are calling for some kind of plan to manage wolves.
There are entities out there who are ready to litigate at a drop of a hat. Can we get those stakeholders here in California to the table to collectively meet to move forward?
Stakeholders like Jack Hansen.
Yeah, well, we'll go ahead and feed.
It's a cold morning at Willow Creek Ranch outside of Susanville, where Hansen is getting ready to feed 300 hungry cattle. A few weeks ago, OR7 wasn't far from here.
17, 18 miles as the crow flies.
That way.
To the north, yeah, to the northeast.
Hansen says it's not OR7 that he's worried about. It's that wolf populations could grow. In other states, some ranchers are using tools to deter wolves, like special fencing and loud noises. Some even get text messages when wolves are close. But Hansen says most ranchers see them as one more thing to deal with in an already tough industry. Still, he wants to be part of the discussion.
We'll be able, I think, to have a dialogue with the agencies. I don't think it'll ever come to exactly where we want it, which is not to have them back in the first place.
Wolves are already protected in California under the Federal Endangered Species Act, but several environmental groups are petitioning the state to protect them under California law as well. That would require the Department of Fish and Game to figure out how many wolves belong in California and how they'll recover. The question is, can California avoid the battles that other states have seen?
No, I don't think so.
Ed Bangs recently retired from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He's been in the middle of the Western wolf debate for two decades.
You have to remember, wolves and wolf management has nothing to do with reality. I mean, we can give you the facts, you know, all this kind of biology stuff. That isn't what people talk about. They're talking about what wolves mean to them symbolically.
But he thinks that debate isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Imagine if it was, you know, the way it was before, where no one cared at all about natural resources or wildlife. Apathy is a lot worse.
Just 30 years ago, there were only a handful of gray wolves in the West. Today, there are more than 1,600. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
To see photos of where the wolf has been, go to our website, kqed.org/quest.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation and the Wincote Foundation.